In this morning's podcast, I want to share with you a couple of experiences I had this past week in conversations and in sessions with clients that are really, they're really profound and powerful to me. Yesterday, I met with a beautiful young lady, 17 years old, just great personality. When she smiles, she's actively engaged in sports in her high school, captain of her team, just a very powerful, charismatic person, and yet she seems to have this self-destruct button where she just has such a difficult time looking at herself and seeing what a great person she is, how powerful she is, and how she lights up a room when she comes into the room. What is this self-destruct button that so many of us seem to have and wrestle with? Confidence is so extremely attractive. And I notice in my conversations with her, she's talking about some of the, she goes, oh, this past couple of weeks have been the most challenging weeks that I've had in the last year. And I go, all right, well, tell me some of the things that are happening, the intensity of her emotional struggles. What's going on inside of her is astounding. If she could just see how she looks on the outside. And when one of the things mentally strong people do not spend a lot of time doing is dwelling in self-pity. And the second she goes into self-pity, as I've noticed with many others, and even in myself when I've gone there in the past, it's so unattractive. It's like it's immediately almost a little bit repulsive. That's why social media influencers, we're always seeking those who are confident. We're always seeking those who seem like everything is, we're craving that. We're attracted to that, which makes us very vulnerable to deception. How can we find that more inside of ourselves and just be okay with who we are? To be okay not being perfect at the outset, in the beginning of life, as I'm working on with this beautiful, gorgeous young lady. I says, man, we gotta start the foundational affirmation. She's working on a lot of affirmations. And I said, one, we need to really nail in there. I'm tough. I'm capable. I can manage this situation. It's so attractive when people have an air about them, a presence that I'll be okay. I'll be able to handle this situation. Again, right? If you've been following these podcasts, right? When I started these podcasts, what are the traits of the mentally strong? Can-do attitude. I'll find a way. I'm tough. I'm capable. Learning to have confidence in ourselves. Zero, or the next, I would say, is a healthy sense of humor. I believe a healthy sense of humor is one of the greatest gifts an individual can have. A healthy sense of humor makes it possible to just chill out when you need to chill out. Because we're imperfect humans, we're going to fail sometimes. We're going to slip up sometimes. And I'm not advocating that we excuse that and we don't hold ourselves accountable, but we don't go catastrophic with slips, whatever that, or we're less than perfect. That's when you kind of roll with things, have a healthy sense of humor, and you just don't go into self-pity. self-pity is so destructive. And that there's kind of an ugliness to it. It's not attractive. So again, can-do attitude, healthy sense of humor, and then zero victim mentality. The strong don't believe the world owes them a living. They want to earn things. I think one of the greatest, fallacies, and a lot of this is going on in our culture right now. The greatest harm we can do to a person is to give them things without earning it. And there's a whole big movement in our culture just to give people things like they deserve. The world doesn't owe us anything. Where do we come up with this idea that just the fact of being alive, I should have everything that I want. I should be living in a $1 million mansion. I should be equal with this person and that person when they haven't earned it. Look at those who are in shape physically. How do you get in shape physically? You earn it. You work hard. You pay the price. You watch the amount of calories that you eat during the day. If you want to lose weight, that's the bottom line. There's no diet. There's no specific diet that works long term. Research is so clear on that. I read research to the just yesterday. 97% of those who go on a diet to lose weight a year later actually weigh more. Get all excited at the get-go. Yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm doing the Atkins diet. I'm doing keto. I'm just no carbs. Oh, no fat. No, I'm just doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Full protein diet, et cetera. None of that really works in the long run, according to research. I'll tell you what does work, specifically with your weight and your physical health, which is the core of who we are as a human being, is the amount of calories that you take in. Calories is just another word for little forms of energy. Food gives us energy. If we take in more energy than we expend, we'll gain weight. Bottom line. You lessen the energy that you take in and you expend more energy on exercising, and immediately you begin to drop some weight. So you earn it. Okay? So again, can-do attitude, I am tough, I am strong, healthy sense of humor, zero victim mentality. And the fourth thing is when bad things happen, when things break down. Man, I'm aware of three individuals who had car accidents this past week. Oh my goodness. Totaled cars. Three people I'm acquainted with. And then, you pick up and you move on. I was talking to one of the guys. He's just like, yeah, totaled my truck yesterday. I go, well, how are you? Nah, I'm okay. Just a little bumped up. And then it was just, and I go, what else is going on in life? And he just went on with life. Yep, I totaled my truck. I got in an accident. I'm not going to sit around and bemoan it. I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. I got to pick up, move on. We'll figure it out. Continue to move forward. I'm not going to go into self-pity and self-loathing and so forth. So again, back to this tendency we have to push the self-destruct button. I would encourage you to take a look at that. Take your finger off the self-destruct button. You are powerful. You are capable. You are tough. If you're listening to this podcast, look at all the things you've been through already in life. You're still here. You're still standing. Even if some of you think just barely, come on, you are capable. You have the ability to get through whatever you're dealing with at this time. One of the things the American Psychological Association would recommend for all therapists, to tell their clients, and I 100% agree with this, as we're trying to deal with our mental health, we've got to get our physical health under wraps. It's I read a couple of amazing books this past week and a half. Michael Easter is the author. I love these books. One's called The Comfort Crisis, and then the other was called Embracing Discomfort. He just talks about what has happened to us as human beings, that just a lot is not demanded of us physically anymore. Our world has turned into this emotional battle that we're dealing with anxiety, depression, and so forth. And one of the keys to taking back our mental health is getting our bodies re-engaged in life, doing hard things, pushing hard things, pushing ourselves. And I'll tell you, one of the greatest hacks, a physical exercise, that's one of the things that's been one of the staples of my life, because I sit a lot doing therapy. So for years, it's the one non-negotiable in my life. I get up and I exercise every morning. I've tried everything, okay? Weights, swimming, running, tonal machine, just all the ab exercises. Just, I do everything, right? There's one exercise that I believe has made more of an impact in my life, where I feel stronger overall in my core and every other thing in it. It's called rucking. R-U-C-K-I-N-G. It's made me feel better. I have no tears, no torn muscles. And it's simply this. And it, I think it was in 2024, 2023, many of the major publications, GQ Magazine, I think the New York Times. Anyway, a lot of articles not saying this is the exercise hack if you want to get in better shape. It burns 2 to 3 times the calories that running does. And it's simply walking with weights. Walking with weight. You can just Google rucking. And you'll see these rucking packs where you can. So I started, you know, I've been rucking for a while now. I just cannot even tell you how much better I feel. All over. I still do my other things. I still lift weights. I still like to swim a little bit and, you know, do the sauna, do the spa, do all that. But the rucking thing, and that's like the icing on the cake. That seems, it just seems, because you work every part of your body with extra weight on it. And that's what our ancestors used to do, right? They used to go hunt. And they'd have to carry food back to the camp. They anyway. Check it out, rucking. You don't have to do anything fast, jarring. And most of those who run, and if you love running, blessings on you. Then run if that works for you. But I'm telling you, runners have a difficult time with their knees, with their feet. Tear muscles in their calf and so forth. Rucking is amazing. None of that stuff happens. And yet you get, it's a perfect exercise with cardio and resistance training. Some people hate cardio and some people hate resistance training. But I'm telling you, I come to the gym every morning and, man, maybe I need to be careful how I say this. I see there's this lady who runs a spin class. She gets on a bike and she just spins. And I see her come into the gym. She could probably go 50 miles on a bike, but she doesn't look good. The upper part of her body is weak and flabby. And she rides a bike. That's all she does. And then I see others who all they do is lift weights. And they don't do any cardio, they don't really look good either. Anyway, just my perspective. If you want to look healthy, you need both of those things. That's what our ancestors used to do. You need resistance training, weight, and then you also need cardio. It's the perfect exercise. And another hack for physical health that I find, and you've probably heard this before, but I'm telling you, it's one of the most powerful things that I have come across, as it has to do with our weight. 75% of our weight simply has to do with the amount of food we eat. Not so much what we eat, just the amount of calories that we put in our bodies. A calorie is just a form of a unit of energy. Every single food that you see, you can look at the back of it and say, oh, this is how many calories is in this portion. If you start observing what it is that you are putting into your body and document it, you'll be stunned. 80% of our eating is emotional eating. We overeat all the time. We have to be comfortable with discomfort. The healthiest, the strongest of us, it's like Thucydides, the great Greek general, right? Of all manifestations of power, restraint impresses men the most. If you feel the urge to go to the fridge and eat something, 80% of the time, it has to do with emotional stress, not that your body really needs it. And when we do that, what? We add weight. That's where we gain a gut, a big belly. And the reason why people are overweight simply is because they have a very, very difficult time dealing with discomfort. And then I'm thinking of one of my all-time favorite quotes from a guy by the name of Brutus Hamilton. He was a track coach for the United States Olympic team way back in the 1940s, I think, about people who run and are pushing themselves on these epic journeys, trying to be great at something. I love what he says. He says this: it is one of the strange ironies of this strange life that those who work the hardest, who subject themselves to the strictest discipline, who give up certain pleasurable things in order to achieve a goal, are the happiest of people. I believe that that's true. We need to be comfortable with a little discomfort and realize it's not going to kill us. It's okay. Learning to manage that in order to reach a goal. And I'm a big believer in doing things, epic goals, do something big. You know, I've had friends who are great adventurers. They've been up Mount Everest a couple of times. They've all around the world in amazing different adventures. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to Mount Everest. I don't want to do that. That's just not me. I don't want to go out on the ocean. I don't like the ocean, even though I live here in Florida. I don't like going in the ocean. I saw this 19-year-old kid who was sailing around the world by himself. Man, I'm not doing that. But what I'm saying is, you don't have to go to these places to do an epic journey. You can do an epic journey, go on a hero's quest, right where you're at. You could start today by going, you know what? I'm going to start rucking. I'm just going to get a 20-pound vest, and I'm going to walk a mile today. I've never done that before. Wow, that's going to be extremely challenging. Or I'm going to do this. You figure out for yourself what exactly it is that you need to do. Or you could go on the epic journey. In this next month, I will lose 10 pounds. And my epic journey is, I'm just going to start counting my calories. That is your Everest. That is the most challenging thing that you'll ever face because of the emotional eating habits and learning that I'm okay being a little bit uncomfortable with my food intake. I'm not going to die. And then your body will change. And your limbic system, I'm telling you, is what I experienced when I made a change in areas of my life. It goes well for a week or so, and you're like, oh man, you're on the honeymoon phase. And then your system kicks back in and says, ah, heck no, forget this stuff. Come on. And mine was with chocolate chip cookies, right? I love a chocolate chip cookie. 150 calories in the chocolate chip cookies that I ate. And then I started naming and pointing and go, wait, this cookie has 150 calories. If I'm trying to keep my calorie count, I was experimenting with just a little below like 1800 calories a day just to see if I could do it. And I'm usually I would sit down and eat. I'd go exercise for 3 hours and then I'd come home and I'd eat 4 chocolate chip cookies and one and milk. That's 800 calories with the milk involved. And I'm going, oh my gosh, no wonder I'm still gaining weight. So it's a perfect combination of managing what you intake to your body and then your physical exercise, right? The amount of calories. But we use our physical health as a way to manage our mental health. Our body and our minds, we're connected. We can't separate the two. So, and that's where confidence comes when you act better, feel better, and look better. The mirror don't lie, and you know it, and I know it. And confidence is attractive, and you're always preaching your sermon. You're always preaching your sermon. So take a look in your life, what it is that you can do to make some changes. What do you want? How strong is the signal? And if you're not making the changes that you really want, you just got to take a look at the signal. How strong is the signal? And then just need to figure out ways to strengthen that signal so that you can truly, truly achieve what you want to. The power of choice is extremely, it's the most precious gift that we have. We cannot minimize that. All right. Have an amazing day.